Let's get ready to Rambo!
This is the Reformation Ramblings podcast series for Lent 2019. I'm Christopher Hogan. Thank you so much for listening. After the text of the day, stay tuned and keep listening for the meditation on that text. If you'd like to be notified when new episodes are posted, click like on either the blog page or Reformation Ramblings Facebook page, and we'll make sure you don't miss any of these Lenten devotions. As always, I welcome your feedback and your encouragement, so please feel free to comment either on the blog page or on the Reformation Ramblings Facebook page. And now, the text. Friday in the third week of Lent, March 29th, 2019, and our text is Mark 10, verses 32 to 52. And they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking ahead of them, and they were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. And taking the 12 again, he began to tell them what was to happen to him, saying, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles. And they will mock him and spit on him and flog him and kill him, and after 3 days he will rise." And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came up to him and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And he said to them, "What do you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant us to sit one at your right hand and one at your left in your glory." Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" And they said to him, "We are able." And Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." And when the 10 heard it, they began to be indignant at James and John. And Jesus called them to him and said to them, "You know that those who are considered rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be slave to all. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." And they came to Jericho. And as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up. He is calling you." And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "Rabbi, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. That was Mark 10, verses 32 to 52. The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus did not come into this world to be glorified for all the things he did during his three-year ministry, but rather that he may die on the cross to ransom man from sin, death, world, and the power of the devil. Jesus' work is to save man. He did this by dying on the cross, descending into hell, rising from the dead, and ascending to the right hand of the Father. He continues to distribute the gifts of his atonement in the means of grace. Jesus' work today is still to save us in the forgiveness of our sins. This is what church is all about. The church exists for the sole purpose of delivering the forgiveness of sins for all sinners. This drives everything the church does. The forgiveness of sins is what the daily work of the church is. The church concerns herself not with the righteous, but with those who need the righteousness of Jesus that covers all of their sins. May the Holy Spirit be granted to us anew, that we may continue to forgive, but more importantly, to be forgiven according to the riches of God's grace in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Thank you for joining us on this Reformation Ramblings podcast for Lent 2019. This has been Christopher Hogan, and I thank you for listening. Remember, by hitting like, you'll be notified when new episodes are posted. Don't forget to check out the Book of Concord reading plan for each day, which is listed on the blog page. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.